The European Food Safety Authority's EFSA favorable opinions on a genetically modified organism or GMO yeast-derived fake meat ingredient are full of data gaps and errors and put public health at risk. According to a new analysis by Claire Robinson of GMWatch and Professor Michael Antonio, EFSA's food additives, FAF, and GMO panels said they had no safety concerns about Impossible Foods' application for European Union EU market approval of its soy-like hemoglobin product, LegH Prep, which is derived from a genetically modified version of the yeast Comigatiella faffii. LegH Prep is intended to give the company's meat substitute products, such as the Impossible Burger, a bleeding appearance and a meaty flavor. However, either cake, faffii, GM or not, nor soy-like hemoglobin have ever formed part of the human diet and therefore have no history of safe use. It's now up to EU member states and the Commission as to whether it is approved for human consumption in the bloc. As part of EFSA's public consultation on the product, which ends on December 16, Robinson of GMWatch and Antonio have submitted comments on its panel's opinions. They're published here. Robinson and Antonio are calling upon EFSA to withdraw and revise their opinions on the grounds that they contain major gaps and errors that put public health at risk. The GMO panel's opinion relies heavily on the FAF panel's earlier opinion, so Robinson and Antonio comment on both publications. They found that the EFSA panels 1. Ignored or dismissed important findings in Impossible Foods commissioned animal feeding trials with LegH Prep, including signs of anemia, reduced blood clotting ability and kidney function problems, based on unscientific arguments. 2. Accepted safety data on LegH Prep derived from an irrelevant GM yeast strain, rather than just the optimized one that the company intends to use for commercial production for the EU. This is in spite of the FAF panel's statement that any authorization should only apply to the relevant commercial strain and that any other production strain would require its own separate safety assessment. 3. Accepted incomplete data from the company based on partial and flawed analyses, leaving major unanswered questions over the potential toxicity and allergenicity of LegH Prep. 4. Failed to adequately address the issue that LegH Prep is only 65% soy-like hemoglobin, with the remaining 35% consisting of contaminant proteins and potential metabolites. This high level of contaminants, effectively the dark matter of LegH Prep, includes an unknown number of proteins that remain unidentified and unanalyzed for safety. Potential contaminating metabolites have not been analyzed at all. The 35% contaminants are especially concerning in light of a tragic episode in the 1980s, in which over 1,500 people were sickened and some died after consuming a GM bacteria-produced version of the food supplement L-tryptophan. The toxicity turned out to be due to unexpected contaminants resulting from the unpredictably disturbed biochemistry of the GM bacteria. Even though the L-tryptophan purification process used by the manufacturer was of a high standard, the company was unaware of these contaminating toxins. Therefore, the purification process proved to be inadequate. The bacterial strain had been progressively optimized for higher L-tryptophan production, with an increasing number of transgene insertions. Impossible Foods has similarly optimized its LegH Prep production strain of GM yeast, resulting in what appears to be a strain containing a minimum of 25 transgenes. Yet some of the safety data that the company provided to EFSA are on LegH Prep made with a different, less optimized strain of GM yeast from the one that the company wants to use for soy-like hemoglobin production for the EU. Given that the two strains are markedly genetically and therefore biochemically different, they will have different risk profiles. Antonio commented. It is a basic principle of food safety testing and risk assessment that you test and evaluate the substance that is actually going to be consumed by the public. The fact that EFSA has used safety data from LegH Prep produced from a commercially irrelevant strain of yeast is incomprehensible and imposes an unacceptable risk on the public. In particular, the possibility that this product could contain novel toxins or allergens cannot be ruled out. To see if the signs of toxicity found in the 90-day animal feeding trials resolve themselves or escalate into serious harm, the studies should be extended to a long-term period, 12 to 24 months. Robinson commented. We were shocked to find so many gaps in the manufacturer's and EFSA's knowledge about this novel product. It seems that many of those gaps could be filled just by doing a few more tests and analyses. EFSA should demand that the company do their homework. There is no excuse to cut corners when it comes to food safety. It is especially alarming that risks are being taken to smooth the path to market for a product that is not going to feed the world or save the planet, but is simply intended to give a highly processed, GMO-derived meat substitute product a bleeding appearance. Robinson and Antonio conclude their analysis by calling upon EFSA to require the company to resubmit its application with complete data drawn only from tests on the leg H prep derived from commercially relevant strains of yeast. They add that EFSA must also publish and objectively address the worrying findings from the animal feeding studies with leg H prep. They recommend that EFSA should withdraw its published opinions and revise them based on its obligation to respect the precautionary principle and protect public health. Impossible Foods Leg H Prep is the first GMO submitted for EU approval that is intended for direct human consumption. While many other GMOs are approved for import into the EU, they are almost all used in animal feed or biofuels, where consumers do not see the GM label. Originally published by GM Watch.